Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Mm-hmm.
The date is the 23rd of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Claire Murray. I'm 26, and I'm currently living in Glasgow.
And how are you today?
Just a mixture of nervous and really excited and tired.
How did you initially hear about the
project? I think it was Anthony Gormley might have been on the radio or something. I think on Radio 2, because I listen to Radio 2 quite a lot when I'm drawing, and I think he was calling for artists, you know, to go and have a look at the website, or you know, if you wanted to do something exciting, you know, to go and sign up for it. Like, I just signed up for it because I was bored and on the computer. Like, I never for a million years thought that I'd get picked. And I'm really glad that I signed up when I did, because the further on it gets, the more and more people have been signing up. Like, it's a crazy amount just now. So I think I had better odds signing up for a start than all the people that have heard about it after. So I was really smart. Yeah.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I think I was a bit disappointed for a start to find out that it was quite early on a Sunday, because on a Sunday, because I thought, oh, there's going to be nobody around, and, you know, nobody will get to see me, and all my friends won't be bothered to get up so early to come and see me, all of my friends that I've got in London, and, you know, people won't be bothered to look at it on the internet. But then I told everybody about it, and everybody was so enthusiastic, and I thought, well, who cares if there's not like a huge crowd of people, because I don't care about any of those, all my friends are going to come. So that's when I decided to accept it. But I also had to find out the prices of the trains first as well, because the trains are so expensive down. But because it was so early, I managed to get a £21 return from Glasgow, which is insane. It's only like £10 each way. Yeah.
So could you tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing today?
Well, I don't have like a big a gimmick or a plan or anything, because that's just not really who I am. But what I am is I'm an illustrator, so I thought I might take up my pen and my pad of paper and just make a drawing, just as, you know, like a memory, you know, a bit like a photo. Like, I'll remember every single detail all the better from I've drawn it all from the top of the plinth.
What exactly are you choosing to draw?
Well, I don't really know. I'm going to see when I get up there, but it should be just like a panoramic right round, hopefully, if I can do it. But that's just sort of like a backup plan, you know, if I feel like that I should be doing something. But I'm quite looking forward to just standing up there and just, because I'm not from London, and just see what goes on, you know, on a Sunday morning in London. I just looking out the window just now through there, I just love seeing everyone coming back from being out in the bin men and the buses and just everything. It's brilliant.
Could you talk a little bit about art, your interest in art, what you create, and how long you've been doing that for?
Well, I did study illustration at the Edinburgh College of Art, but I'm not really, like, I don't know very much about, like, art, like, about installations and about, you know, the things that Anthony Gormley does. That's, like, that I find that all really exciting, but it's things, you know, I'm not really, like, an artist like that. I would never, like, I don't know much about sort of, you know, being part of, you know, exploring, you know, what it is to be a human. What the sort of art I'm interested in is, like, graphic design, illustration, sort of more, I don't know, almost pragmatic, you know, actual, you know, things for a reason. I kind of need that reason to understand things. So that's why it's quite nice to take part in something that's sort of more abstract and, you know, more sort of about who we are.
And whilst on the plinth, what are your kind of expectations for your hour?
I think it'll be quite peaceful, I imagine. I think for the start of it, it'll be nicer, because a lot of my friends and people I know won't be coming around till later on in the hour. So I think for the first, you know, half or so, it'll be nice just to not have anybody I know watching and just be able to just, like, you know, take it all in. Because as soon as your friends arrive, then it's like, oh, no, hello, you know, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. How's it up there? Blah, blah, blah. And it gets a little bit sort of removed from what I think it should be about. And it's just sort of soaking up what, you know, yourself on a platform in front of everybody. I was a little bit worried about hecklers because I've seen quite a few of those on the, because I've been watching the live feeds on the internet, but, you know, people shouting, or, you know, jump and, or, you know, do something and, you know, all this sort of stuff. But I think because there's not going to be all that many people around, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
And are you doing it today for anybody in particular?
No, not really, for purely selfish reasons. I just wanted to go up, but it'll be quite nice because my mum and dad, they live in Egypt, so I don't know if dad will, but mum will be able to look at the live stream, so it'd be quite nice to say hello to her, and she's really excited about it as well. She thinks it's great, so that would be about it, just for mum and dad really as well, just to sort of have some contact with them. So they can see me.
So just to go back to your interest in art, mm-hmm. You obviously create art.
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually interested in the contemporary art scene? Are you quite aware of Anthony Comey's work?
I wouldn't say like I was super aware. I know the bits and bobs that you see in the press, or, you know, that I've seen on our internet sites and things. Like, I know a little bit about what he does, and everything that I've seen that he does, I've enjoyed. I don't really follow sort of like, you know, the art scene. I don't know what any sort of the artists are apart from like Tracy Emin and like all the ones everybody knows. As I say, I sort of more enjoy, you know, my favorite illustrators are, because I particularly like children's illustrations. So like, I love buying like children's books and seeing how like Sarah Fennelly and people like those, like they manage to get, you know, it is art, but it's so wonderful for children and it's so lovely to look at, and they put so much effort into all their typography and stuff. Like, I admire, like I can get more enjoyment out of you know, a nice layout and a nice sort of depiction of a cuddly bear doing something than out of sort of more of the fine art side of things. Which is maybe a bit shallow, and but it's just what it is.
And ultimately, what kind of illustration would you want to do?
For my future, or when I'm up there?
For future.
The illustration that I've been doing is sort of so far taking two routes, and one of them's sort of children's illustration, or sort of that sort of look, even if it is for sort of magazines and things, but it's sort of well, it is what it is. It's just like pictures of flying bears and, you know, all that sort of stuff, which is quite sort of just children's illustration. The other thing that I love working on is I've got a website called The Joy of Hate that I've just started up just a couple of weeks ago, and it's just it's like a sketchbook website of just things that I dislike. It's sort of inspired by Paul Arco. He does publishes every month is an illustrated newspaper of everything that goes on in his life, and it's amazing. It's just all hand drawn, and he lives in New York, and it's brilliant. So it's sort of that, sort of inspired by that, except it's about me. And that's it.
And could you tell me a little bit about your interests apart from art?
I don't think I've really got any interests. I don't really do anything else. I just sort of draw away every day, scan it in and put it on my internet site. That's sort of like my everyday cycle of doing things. I mean, I do enjoy coming down to London. I come down about once or twice a year because I've got quite a lot of friends that live down here, and I absolutely adore it. Every time I come down, I'm just so sad to go back. So that's another reason why I'm glad to go in the plinth, because I love everything about it. The feeling of history that you get from it, the sort of contemporary aspect of it, because things like the plinth happen in it, I love it. I'm just always going on with my boyfriend, like, oh, you know, why can't you apply for some jobs in London? Because I'm just, when you go back to Glasgow, it's just depressing.
What's your relationship with London like as a city?
I think I see like all the best parts of it because I only ever really came here on holidays. I came here quite a lot when I was younger with my mum and dad, because my great granny lived down here. So every time she came up to visit, we'd come down to use her flat. So I think I'm sort of spoiled like that. I don't really know much of the bad side of it. I mean, if there is a bad side of it, apart from, I suppose, being in the tubes in the summer, which is a nightmare, but that would be about it. But I just love walking around. I love the sense of, like, when you're walking down streets that they're all called really silly names, like the, I don't know, like Bread Lane or whatever, and where fires have started and where history started and where the government started and where the royal family have been for hundreds of years. It's just, you can feel it all here. Like, you really feel like you're in, you know, Britain. This is Britain, I think.
And how does it compare to Glasgow?
I was talking to the taxi driver actually about this on the way here. He says, oh, Glasgow can't be that different from London, and it's not in some ways, because I used to live in Edinburgh and it's the capital city, and you'd think it would have more in common, but it doesn't, because Glasgow is more sprawling, and you know, you take trains to go places, and it's got a, you know, it's a small underground, but it's still got, you know, it still needs one, whereas Edinburgh is just, you know, you can walk basically everywhere in the city centre, and if you can't, you just take a bus, and the buses only take a few routes. But Glasgow is sort of similar. I've only been living there for a year, so I don't really know much about it. You do get that sense of history there as well, though, because of all the stuff that goes on in the Clyde, all the shipbuilding, and you know, there's that strong football legacy, which, you know, it's more than just football in Glasgow. I mean, I'm not a football supporter, but it is actually insane. Every time there's a game, you can hear, if you have your window open, you can hear the whole city cheering in front of their TVs. Like, you can actually hear it coming through your window, and I think that's important as well, because that's a big part of the city. But I just don't think it's got the depth that London does. It doesn't have the same sort of depth of history or sort of depth of architecture, even sort of the same scale.
And can I just ask what you do?
Well, I'm sort of a full-time illustrator. I don't make very much money doing it, but it takes up an awful lot of my time, because I bind quite a lot of my own zines, and I've got to print them out, and I've got to update my website, and I spend all my time drawing. So the last job that I worked at, I saved up all my money from that so I could work for sort of a year and a half, just making sort of the very minimum wage from doing my illustration, but it's worth it. And the last job I worked at was like serving teas and coffees in John Lewis, which was, it's so soul destroying as soon as you graduate, to sort of end up serving teas and coffees to your guidance teacher, which was just the worst experience I ever had. And it was shortly after that I just left, because it wasn't worth it. I'm a lot happier now. I've got not a penny to my name, but I'm so much more happier doing something that I enjoy.
And ultimately, you want to go into illustration?
Yes, yeah, I'm in the process of making a mail out to go. I've got a mailing list that I've collated over the past couple of years, to make a mail out to send to everybody to either get work or an agent. But I'm feeling quite hopeful about it. Everything that I've, you know, done so far has been really well sort of received, and you know, I think I can do it. I've just got to sort of get the money together to buy the stamps, which is probably the most expensive thing about doing a mail out, is buying sort of 300 stamps. But I know I can do it, and I just have to just do it. Yeah.
So just to go back to your hour, are you doing it for anybody in particular?
No, just, well, like I said, like my mum and dad, so I just want them to see. I don't know. It's strange. It's not like I want them to be proud of me for doing it, because I'm not really doing anything apart from standing, and they've seen me do that before. But I think sometimes they don't really know, like, I don't know, like, what I do, like why I haven't gone out and like got a job in a career. But it's quite hard to do that if you're an illustrator. You just don't go and get an internship being an illustrator. You just don't walk into, you know, an illustrating office and say, hello, I want to be an illustrator. It doesn't work like that. So I just want them to know that I'm doing something. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Oh, that doesn't bother me at all. I don't think, I'll just pretend that it's not there. maybe say a bit to mum and dad and to my sisters and my nana, but apart from that, I probably hopefully won't notice it's there.
And what are your expectations for your hour?
It should be. I'm expecting it to be good fun. I'm expecting it to be probably over quickly. I don't think it'll seem like an hour. I think it'll probably time will probably fly by. I'm sure everybody probably says that when they come off, the hour just flies by. Unless it's raining or something, and I suppose it would drag on. But I think the weather looks like it'll be nice. Yeah.
Right, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really. Just if there's any illustration agents listening, to go and please check out my website.
Right, thank you.